Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower. We're talking about beef in the grocery store tour. And when you're in that beef aisle, one of the things that people ask about all the time is, what about hormones in beef? Is it okay? Is it not? Should I get the stuff that's not hormone injected? The hormone in beef issue is as much political as it is nutritional. In the political context, the European Union has banned hormone-injected beef. And the USDA and the FDA has said that the hormones that are in the beef represent an acceptable risk. And the people who are against the hormones in the beef will say that the principal hormone, which is 17-beta-estradiol, is a known risk factor for breast cancer. It just is. And the other side says, yeah, but it's so small, it's an acceptable risk. Is it a risk for you? Maybe. It's right now, the data are not clear, and the people on one side are saying one thing, and people on the other side are saying something else. For you, though, the difference really comes down to this. In the European Union, for example, they regard hormones in beef as guilty until proven innocent. Any deviation from the natural product is guilty until proven innocent. Here, we are setting up standards of proof that require that we prove harm can come from having these hormones in beef. And it's very difficult to prove that. So ultimately, it comes down to your gut sense of things. If the balance of evidence makes you queasy, makes you worry, makes you wonder, then a simple solution is just to get the stuff without the hormones in it. If you trust the consensus of the USDA and the FDA that this is, in fact, a, quote, acceptable risk, then get the regular beef. If you have any questions, let me know. info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.